broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This is Kyle Bruston Nordman, KBN on 94.5 ESPN, the ESPN Wisconsin app, and streaming live at ESPN Milwaukee on YouTube. The 414 Hour on KBN is brought to you by Siding Unlimited. Siding Unlimited is Wisconsin's leader in Pella window installation. Looking for new windows, siding, roof, and doors? Visit them at SidingUnlimited.com.
It's the 414 Hour at 4 on KBN.
800-990-3776 is the Carbless Talk and Text line. We're asking you right now, what is your one word to describe Matt LaFleur's offense? It's Kyle Bruston Ortman, Strofe running the show. 800-990-ESPN, like I mentioned, Carbless Talk and Text line. See us on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee, as this is usually a time, Strofe, where Kyle's camera just decides to go bonkers. It's crazy. This camera's out of control.
It was all because he was gyrating during the 414. The camera decided, I can't show this on YouTube.
AI's taking over. They're like, oh.
That's right. AI made the decision to protect the eyes of our viewers.
We'll get to the calls and texts in a second. We'll hear from everyone on the panel first. Someone grab the horns?
I'm glad you said horns. There's a reason why I said that.
I don't know where your one word's going, but I didn't have horns on the card.
My word is convoluted. Convoluted is how I would describe Matt LaFleur's offense. Now, convoluted on the surface just means like unnecessarily complicated and complex. But I looked at, just so I could be a little more educated for UKBN Nation, convoluted, it is basically a Latin word that means to twist, to coil, to roll up. So it's just complicated. It's all. And then one of the things they use as an example is a ram's horn.
I was going to say, I'm still waiting for the horns part.
It's twisted. It's complicated. It says like intestines or ram's horns. Convoluted, not necessarily a good connotation, but that's what it is. It's unnecessary, complicated. It's convoluted. I think it slows everything down for when you have a number of different weapons and a number of different ways to attack a team. A convoluted offense is complicated. It's twisted. It's not straightforward. I think that actually gets in the way of whatever it is you're trying to accomplish. To me, the word for Matt LaFleur's offense right now, it can get better, and I can remove this adjective. Convoluted is what Matt LaFleur's offense is.
Yeah, for me, the Green Bay Packers offense is disjointed. There hasn't been a moment for the Green Bay Packers, it felt like, this season where the offense has been consistent. So I really feel like the key word for the Green Bay Packers is disjointed. They haven't been coherent. They haven't been clicking on all cylinders throughout the whole season. They had their ups. They had their downs. They had games where you play the Cleveland Browns, and obviously they have a very good defense, and you only score 13 points. And then you have a game against the Carolina Panthers, which don't have a good defense, and again, you only score 13 points. And then you have games where in the first half against the Steelers, you can't get anything going. In the second half, you just have an explosion of offensive power. And so this has been a very disjointed season. Even the play calling just seems disjointed, where some plays, sometimes you're moving the ball smoothly downfield, and next thing you know, you're stalling out on offense. So far, the reason why we have complained about this Green Bay Packers offense and the lack of consistency is because it has been extremely disjointed from the play calling to the running game to sometimes the passing game. The Green Bay Packers have been extremely disjointed. That is what I would say the offense has been this year.
Yeah, I'd go with overcomplicated.
Is that just a word? Is that one word?
I think so.
I think that's one word.
Yeah. Please don't be two words.
At least hyphenated.
Overcomplicated, one word.
All right. Overcomplicated.
Look at us using multiple syllable words, too.
Yeah.
Convoluted, disjointed, overcomplicated.
Overcomplicated.
Is that six?
That's a lot.
Is that six syllables?
That's a lot of syllables for your boy. That is a lot of syllables. It's overcomplicated. We talked about it. We're too much sideline to sideline. Too many bubble screens now. Then it's bubble screen, run, deep pass. Like, it's just, where is just the bread and butter, as somebody mentioned? Whether it was a slant or not, which it was a slant that the Green Bay Packers would go to all the time over the last 30 years, what is that one thing that they go to that you can rely on? Because during Aaron Rodgers' tenure, what you could rely on was he was going to find Devontae Adams, which may have been to the detriment of the team later on in Aaron Rodgers' Devontae Adams tenure. But they were really, really good together, and he had a guy that he could go to that would get that could get open because he was an all-pro talent. You don't have that all-pro talent, and you did have an all-pro talent over the middle who could do a lot of different things for you. Yak Daddy in Tucker Kraft is no longer with you. So
wow, you said daddy strong there.
Yak Daddy.
Wow.
Yak Daddy.
Makes me
shiver a little bit.
In my boots.
But again,
shrivel.
Simplify this offense right now. Don't be so like, we got to get this misdirection heading back this way. We need some more north-south on pass plays too. Get a guy, even if it's 6 yards in the middle of a zone, if they're playing soft, take what's there and go for it. And I know the over-the-top stuff is intriguing when you have a Christian Watson and Matthew Golden.
Don't do it.
But you got to, as Kyle said yesterday, be patient with that.
My
Don't
boy Christian
force
Watson
it if it ain't
been
there.
Back for two games, and Jordan Love is chomping at the bits to say, I'm just going to throw it up there, make something happen, Christian.
Well, and it's interesting, too, because Packers' offense, at least, has tended, at least lately, had more success in the second half than they did the first half. I feel like that's when the script has been thrown out, and they're trying to just get into rhythm and score points quickly. At that point, that's when I feel like Matt LaFleur is just trying to be efficient and trying to roll with it. Because there were times when efficient, effective, like you could use that to describe his offense, but I just don't understand why he's not trying to stick with the basics and then let this offense graduate to a more complicated game plan or more complicated set of plays. But convoluted, disjointed, overcomplicated from the get-go, not even just like in the third quarter after we've established some things. First drive, we're doing things that are complicated.
800-990-3776, the Carbless Talk and Text Line. Chris in Milwaukee, you're up.
Hey, what's going on, guys? I kind of cheated. I looked up. I got two words, really. One's the easy one. I cheated. Vapid. It offers nothing that is stimulating or challenged to the mind. I did some research the other day after I was kind of listening to you guys, and I pulled up a lot of the plays where if you look at the secondary we're going against, it almost seems like half the time these guys know where the receivers are going before we do. And I don't know if he's playing the second where he's basically scared, because it doesn't seem like we do. If he's so good, now I love LaFleur, don't take this the wrong way, but if he's so good, where are any trick? Have you guys seen a trick play in probably 2 years? I mean,
I've seen a million end arounds, I can tell you that much.
Yeah, there's no imagination at all anymore. And I don't know what happened. It's like I said yesterday to you guys, it's like ever since Reed went down, it's been so bland, tossed to the left. I don't even know why they fake the ball before they do it anymore. They all know we're going to do that play and where they're going to go.
Chris,
I count how many times the same play, you know? Yeah.
Can you use the word vapid in a sentence for me?
LaFleur looks extremely vapid on the sideline when he looks like he's in a deer in a headlight.
Very good.
I don't know if that's right or not, but we'll give it to Chris. Thank you for your
favorite
call.
Word, vapid.
Janet chimes in, undisciplined. We have a roller coaster from Tony. We have
undisciplined.
We have Bruni chiming in.
Roller coaster.
Dude's yapping about horns. Buddy, his offense is bleep. Just say it.
Well, I mean, can't say that on the airwaves. Thank you for saying it, though.
You could have said it's just bleep.
Sure, I could have said
he was
bleep.
Saying. And some of these, I just can't read.
Do I get a word?
Go ahead, Strofe.
Mercurial.
Ooh. Mercurial.
Oh, not John either.
Can you explain mercurial, please?
Can you explain mercurial?
No, you know I can't.
Okay. I couldn't either before I looked it up. Emotionally or performance-wise, unpredictable. Can be brilliant one moment and disappointing the next. Similar to volatile.
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 Not,
it's just
it's
volatile.
Like, it's like Voldemort. Volatile.
It's volatile.
Volatile.
Volatile. Why did you say volatile?
Volatile.
Volatile. I guess we're all saying.
No, you set it up.
You said volatile.
Okay, now we're celebrating uses of words correctly.
Volatile.
Vol. You said vol.
Volatile.
Volatile.
No, volatile.
And you started screaming, and you were still wrong. John in Milwaukee, volatile. You're up on the Carbless Talk and Text Line with KBN.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are we doing?
Excellent.
Great. Wonderful.
All right, so meaning connotation. The word inspire means to breathe in, you know, to encourage, to give life to. And so I would say the Packers offense is uninspiring. There's nothing about their offense that makes you feel like, you know, they're going to do this. I believe in these guys. You know, I admire and respect anybody like our man Kyle who has faith in the team. I just don't have it.
He doesn't uninspiring. Have it. He doesn't have it, though. You just celebrated.
He respects
uninspiring.
Me. And then, again, he praises himself and then stops listening to the overall point because he got his pat on the back. Daniel chimes in the 262 with, lame!
Lame. He's a one syllable.
Lame play caller.
I'm short of a word to get my lady to pronounce it.
What about discombobulated?
Ooh.
That should be fun.
I will say this. With all this negativity, I mean, the team is...
discombobulated.
The silver lining, the team's 5-2-1.
That's not what we're talking about, though. We're talking about Matt LaFleur's play calling, it doesn't mean they're not 5-2-1.
No,
we know they're 5-2-1, but he's been soft. He's been a bad leader. He is bad at time management and game situation, and he's been underachieving at what his calling card is as an offensive play caller.
I get it.
You yourself said it's embarrassing to see 13 points against the Panthers after what happened to them the past couple weeks, 10 points against the Browns. You've named them. So it's okay. You can still be a Packer backer and acknowledge the things that fans all believe right now.
No, they need to be better. I mean, the offense has been able to score points throughout the season. It's just these two games here, they failed to do it. They need to be more consistent. That's what it comes down to. And Matt LaFleur has
consistent. Yeah,
Matt LaFleur has all of, you know, the ingredients he needs for this football team to be more consistent. You have a lot of wide receivers. You have, you know, you lost Tucker Kraft, but you still have Luke Musgrave, who is known for pass catching, as Rob Demoski told us when he joined.
Consistency.
Dang right. You still have a running back that is more than capable, but it is on Matt LaFleur to get the most out of this team. And so we will see how that goes. But again, I said it during hour one, doom and gloom ain't where we need to be. We need to be in the let's see what the heck this team can do and how do they respond on
Monday.
But
how many times are we going to say let's see? We're in 9 games.
They're 5-2-1. So that what they show is
the
5-2-1
has led them to a point where they've had some bad losses. You yourself are not arguing the fact that they're outside of the top 10 in power rankings, despite the fact that they're leading their own division. That speaks volumes to how they are as a team.
Had an awful loss. The Lions, I mean, when you think of the Lions had a loss to a good Minnesota Vikings team, well-coached team. The quarterback played phenomenal on Sunday.
But it's not about anyone else. It's about the Packers and what you've seen through the 8 games that gives you belief.
Because even the teams that they, like Pittsburgh, they did pretty well in the second half, but Cincinnati, Arizona, you're tying the Cowboys. I mean, they just haven't been. They've been uninspiring.
They've been brittle, according to Don. Brittle means easily broken.
Yes.
But the thing is that they have not played to a level where they have dominated teams.
Like, isn't that concerning?
What concerns me the most is the time that they put up 40 points. They let the Cowboys score 40 points too. Like I need to see a dominating performance from this Green Bay Packer team. I thought we were going to see it on Sunday, but unfortunately we did not see that. And now if you see a dominant performance with the schedule coming up, and again, the Giants, they're not good, but they're not awful. They are a competitive football team. If the Packers are able to dominate any of these next teams coming up on their schedule, you should feel good as a Packers fan.
Kyle's being called a flip-flopper by Tyler in the 608. I'm just reading the text. I'm just the messenger.
A lot of texts in there. You pick and choose which ones, huh?
Well, I mean, I can search Kyle for all the texts today and see if there's any good ones.
Mm-hmm.
We can do that in the break. I can show you how this works.
I know how KBA Nation feels about me.
Ron in the key.
Oh, hey, Ron.
Sometimes good, mostly bad. You're up.
Tormenting.
In the world. Anyways. Legit question, no trap, no nothing. I want you guys...
A trap. It's a trap. It smells like a trap.
Anytime you say it's a trap, it's a trap.
All due respect, or you know, like when they compliment sandwich.
I mean, that's a fair reaction, but it's not right. Okay, I think we've been criticizing each other's takes. I want you guys to each say your opinion of Love and LaFleur, and I'll go first. I don't think Love is anything better than a above average quarterback, and I still think LaFleur is much like quarterbacks. There's only a few great ones, and I've turned the corner. I don't think he's one of them.
All right, thank you, Ron.
What did he ask us to do?
And he also wants us to chime in.
Yeah, like, you don't tell us what to do, Ron. Thank you for dropping in with your opinion on Jordan Love and Matt LaFleur.
I'll go second.
No, I'm kidding. No, so if you're next, then Brad, then Kyle, then me, then KB and Nation go. Ron started the topic for what's up next, everybody.
800-990-3776. Thanks, Ron.
Good grief. I'd rather hear from Dan Graziano, if I'm being honest, because he actually knows something. Let's hear about Bank 5-9.
Oh, Bank 5-9. I could go all day about how Bank 5-9 is making lives better. That's because they're doing it nonstop. That is their mission statement after all. Bank 5-9, making lives better. They do, of course, do that for their customers. They provide the best financial services anywhere in southeastern Wisconsin because they've been named the prestigious Community Choice Award as best bank in the Milwaukee area. With plenty of branch locations all across southeastern Wisconsin, they serve their customers to the utmost. Not only that, their employees, they've been named a top workplace for 16 straight years, but what they really hang their hat on, what they're really proud of, is how they make lives better in the communities around us. Volunteerism, charitable giving, so present in making lives better, not only in the people that they serve directly, but who they serve in their community. So if you're looking for that true local community bank that wants to make your life a little bit better, then check out Bank 5-9 at bank59.com. Member FDIC.
It is Kyle Bruston-Ortman, the 414 Hour at 4, presented by Siding Unlimited. Shout out to Eric Brown. Siding Unlimited came to our offices, got to spend some time with him today. Loves Kyle's gyrations. He didn't say that. But he might like him, I don't know.
But why would you say that?
Because I wanted to see your reaction, because you like when people praise you.
I sure do, especially when they're partners.
We'll be back with more Kyle Bruston-Ortman next.
Gyration.
This is Kyle Bruston-Ortman.
So in my short time here, I've come to learn about these things. I call them strophe days, where he's doing something for himself, and then he just wipes his calendar, regardless of how it may affect other people.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
I'm at the top of the mountain. There's just nothing worse than feeling pain, right? You're probably hearing my voice and feeling the pain in your knees, your hips, your shoulders, or your back. And I'm here to tell you that QC Kinetics is here to give you a long-term solution. Stay off the injury report of life and go to QC Kinetics if you're feeling that joint pain, whatever it's from. Could be arthritis, could be an old injury, whatever it is, QC Kinetics has a solution for you. No surgery, no pain pills, no long recovery, just your body remembering how to feel healthy again. They're the nation's leader in cellular therapy, and they're going to be able to give you those natural healing factors to repair that damaged tissue, reduce inflammation, and relieve pain at its source. And now is the perfect time to go to QC Kinetics, because this Veterans Day, QC Kinetics is giving back to our heroes. Veterans will get $500 off their treatment, and for every non-veteran who starts care, QC Kinetics will donate $500 to the Wounded Warrior Project. So if you're a veteran, now is the perfect time to go to QC Kinetics and get that joint pain gone for the long term. And if you're not, now is the perfect time to support a dear and important nonprofit in the Wounded Warrior Project. Get your free consultation by making the phone call today to QC Kinetics at 414-240-2298. That's 414-240-2298, 414-240-2298.
Kyle Bruston-Ortman with you till 5 o'clock right here on ESPN Milwaukee. Get us on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee as well. 800-990-3776 is the Carbless Talk and Text Line. Lot of talk about the Green Bay Packers, even into Wednesday, because there's sort of this feeling of who are the Green Bay Packers. Their record says 5-2-1, but the play on the field tells people otherwise. We'll hear from Dan Graziano, who joined on Sportsmanlike this morning across ESPN Wisconsin and ESPN Radio in the mornings.
I do think they're a good team. I think they play like a young team, a young, talented team, which is what they are. And they can beat anybody on any given week because they have that kind of talent, but they can also make enough mistakes to lose to anybody on any given week. So do you get that ironed out by the time the playoffs start? I think the Packers will be fine. I don't think the Packers have to win their division to be a threat in the playoffs, but interesting to see how they look going forward. The negative that I took out of Sunday was the Tucker Kraft injury.
Dan Graziano on Sportsmanlike there in the morning. He is the closest I've heard to anyone in Kyle's camp of it's they're a good team. I think they can make some noise in the playoffs, even if they don't win their division. Tucker Kraft is gone. I guess, Strof, you wrote something that I found really intriguing. From a beat anyone and lose to anyone thing, what a crazy concept that last – let's take a quick vote. Do we all believe that the 2025 Packers are better than the 2024?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're more complete.
Yeah.
And the quarterback's healthy.
And Micah Parsons.
So it is fascinating. Yeah,
that's kind of what I was alluding to.
To think as we look at the schedule and we look at the games that they lost, it's to teams that, A, they're better than, B, situationally they've been bad, and when they tied it was situationally bad against the Cowboys. Last year, the team couldn't beat teams that were better than them.
Joe couldn't.
And now we're seeing the inverse.
Well, the other part of that, though, Benny, is last year they didn't lose to teams worse than them, with exception to when Malik Willis played a half against the Bears in Week 18, right? They're only
I don't even count that.
I don't really either. But seven losses last year, six of them were to the Eagles, the Vikings, and Lions, who all had better records than them, and then the one loss, which I agree with you, we don't really count, to the Bears, which means they just didn't lose to teams worse than them. And then they've done it twice and tied with a team I think we would all agree is worse than them, in the Cowboys. So it's three games you didn't win that you probably should have this year that didn't happen last year. And that's the part that bothers me, because we're now using the excuse, which I've said in the offseason, I hate this as an excuse. While it is true that the youngest team in the league, they're a young team, they're a young team, they're a young team playing like a young team. They're a young team, sure, but they're a young team having different issues than they had when they were younger. And that's the problem I have with what's going on right now.
Who are you putting that on?
I think there's a few options, but the main one would be coaching.
It's not even a few options. There's one option.
Yeah, when he said, that was my biggest takeaway from the clip, they play like a young team. That's not a compliment. That's a dig of sorts, because young teams, they don't play discipline. They don't stay focused. Week in and week out, they're not the same team. So the idea that this team is young in age, potentially, but they're not young in experience. And it's finally time for them to turn the corner and no longer play like a young team. I can forgive a team for just not being as good as another team. I felt like that last year with the Packers versus the Lions. I just felt like the Lions were just a better team. Better players, better coaches. Maybe the Packers could beat them on any given Sunday. But the reality is the Lions are a better team. It's frustrating when you square up against teams that you know aren't as good as you. That is a reflection of a young team and a mature team that isn't taking the maturity step. So when Don Graziano calls these guys a young team, that's not a compliment. That's a negative.
Yeah, and it's an excuse, and that's something that they have to get rid of, that excuse. For me, when I look at this football team, the lack of sense of urgency that we see comes from the fact that they're just not mentally focused the way they need to be in there. Last year, they understood that they were not good enough to beat the Minnesota Vikings, because they weren't a better team than the Vikings, they weren't a better team than the Lions or the Eagles. So they understood there was zero room for any type of, you know, gap of performing well against those bad teams, or they may find themselves out of the playoffs. This year, they have a little bit of a cushion. They stuff don't stink. They beat the Lions, so they feel a little bit too confident. And it, to me, it just comes down to leadership. It comes down to coaching, and it comes down to just being plain lazy, not being mentally focused in. You fellas get paid good money to go in there to execute each and every week. It is on Matt LaFleur for them to understand
with
that
they
cannot have lapses. They can't have games like this. Let this Carolina Panther game be it. You're going to play the New York Giants in a couple weeks. I know we're focused on the Eagles. You better whoop the New York Giants. We don't want to see any mental lapse where you have a dogfight against the Giants because you just are not playing up to your potential, because you are not locked in and focused. And I am staunchly disagreeing with Dan Graziano when he said that this Green Bay Packer team doesn't need to win the division. Yes, they do. They need to win the division. They haven't won diddly squat poo since Jordan Love has been the quarterback. A playoff game is nice, but it ain't like winning a division. They need to establish winning the NFC North by knocking off the Lions to get themselves confidence and get themselves a home game in the playoffs. So that's why not just making it to the playoffs is important. They've been there, done that. They already did that. Now it's time to take that next step, and that first step is winning the NFC North. So they must win the NFC North this year.
Yeah, the hard part is I agree with all that, but you're looking at a team that has so many opportunities thus far to be able to distance themselves, and they're still in first. And I think that's the frustrating part, knowing that it is a bit harder with how the NFL has played out through these nine games, what your schedule looks, eight games, and what your schedule looks like on the back end of these nine games. You have a lot of division games, and you have some pretty strong opponents outside of your division, outside of the one that I'm blanking on that's no good.
Outside your division, Giants?
The Giants, yes. Yeah.
Outside of the division, which, as you mentioned, Kyle, everyone's got a winning record, Giants are the Giants. Other than that, you got the Ravens, the Broncos, and the Eagles, and they're no slouches.
Yeah, I mean, they're going to have plenty of opportunity to show that they can be a contending team. I mean, we talk about can they beat good teams? Yes, they checked that off against the Detroit Lions. But boy, oh boy, they're going to have plenty of opportunity to show that they can beat good teams and then not fall to teams like the New York Giants. Because if you're going to be a championship team, you can't fall to those kind of teams, and you just can't keep on repeating the same mistakes, which we've seen year in and year out.
Otherwise, I'm going to see Kyle with tears in his eyes.
Can't have
tears
that. Don't want that.
Nope, don't want that whatsoever.
Tears in his home.
Oh, don't want to have tears in my home either. I thought you said tears in my eyes. But tears in my home would be tears in my eyes, I guess so too. And I don't want you to have, you won't have any tears in your eyes if you get Windows with Universal Windows Direct. And we're deep into the fall now. And if you've been putting off those home improvement projects, this is your reminder. The cold weather is on the way. And one of the smartest upgrades you can make is replacing those old drafty windows before the winter hits. Universal Windows Direct is making it easier than ever to do just that. Right now, when you buy two windows, you get two free with no limit. That alone is a great deal, but it gets even better. You'll also get 36 months of 0% financing with equal payments, same as cash. And I just saw a little secret. I was talking about $500 bonus. $1,000 bonus is coming. And Universal Windows Direct doesn't just deliver great products. They make the whole process easy, from the free in-home estimate to the professional installation. You're in great hands. So call today, 414-410-2000, or visit UniversalWindowsDirect.com to schedule your free in-home estimate. And I promise you, you'll be walking around saying, just like me, I love my windows.
Wheel of Strofe.
Wheel of Strofe
is next.
This is Kyle Bruston Nortman, KBN.
Brad.
Kyle.
I know.
Kyle. Listen, Kyle.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Every time I drive home from this wonderful program back to the estate, all I can think about is, man, my car is so clean. It's an almost 10-year-old car at this point, but it feels like I just drove it right off the lot. And that is all thanks to Tsunami Express Car Wash. They have top-tier clean for a car that you spent enough money on that you got to make sure you take care of it. And listen to this deal from Tsunami Express Car Wash. This Veterans Day, Monday, November 11th, which is coming up here in 5 days, all U.S. veterans and active duty service members will enjoy a free car wash at any Tsunami Express location. It's Tsunami Express's way to say thank you for your service and everything you do for our country. There's many convenient locations all across the Milwaukee area, so there's always a Tsunami Express nearby you. So stop in, relax, let them take care of you the way that you took care of us. Tsunami Express Car Wash is proving it's another way. It is the go-to premier car wash of the Milwaukee area. Tsunami Express Car Wash. Wash, chill, repeat.
On the Carbless Talk and Text Line, Dan in the 414. Kyle, you're delusional if you think they're winning the division. The Lions are infinitely better. Chef Ed chiming in, they're not winning the division. Kyle, you just don't get it.
What's crazy? Oh, wow. Wait a minute. Time out. Wait a minute. I know sometimes I can be a little wonky. What? Brad, help me. What's the Lions record this year?
They're 5-3.
Okay. What's the Lions record in a division this year?
That's very specific.
One and two. They beat the snot out of the Bears.
And the Packers did beat the Lions.
Okay, so I'm just confused about how I'm delusional about the Packers not being able to beat a team they already beat in the Lions football team that obviously they are talented, but they just lost to the damn Vikings with J.J. McCarthy at quarterback coming back out for injury.
I have more. What are we doing? I would say I have more faith in the Lions responding in their next game than I do the Packers based off their head coach.
Cool. That's fine. But to sit here and say that it is out the realm of possibility.
It's not out the realm.
No, that's what the delusional means, that you're crazy. I don't think it's I don't think it's crazy to think the Packers could win the NFC North, especially when they have 5 games left in the NFC North. And they start off 1-0 against a team that they needed to beat.
It's pretty neck and neck. I wouldn't say that it's a foregone conclusion that the Lions or Packers would do it. I think the Packers certainly are capable. They just need to turn it on and turn it on ASAP.
If the Packers lost to the Vikings, we'd be sitting here saying, oh, the Packers aren't that great.
Packers are the favorites to win the NFC North over at Potawatomi Sportsbook. Plus 105, the Lions plus 135. So maybe they're delusional.
How about that?
Thank you, Ben Bruss.
It's time for the
Wheel of Strove.
Another day, another buckaroonie
on the Wheel of Strove. I've got a wheel. I've got topics. I've got opinions. I've got questions. Hopefully, you've got answers and opinions also. Let's spin it.
I'll have opinions as long as you don't set me up with something that is
wheel
outside of my realm.
Oh, Strove!
Best spin you've had in a while, Strove.
That was a really good spin.
And get down and give me 20.
All right.
20 push-ups.
I need to do some.
That was actually such a good spin.
I think I need to do some, too. I'm playing padel today. Padel?
What's that?
It's a sport that's like tennis. It's like paddleball, but with a tennis ball, and it's four walls. At Padel MKE,
it's like
excited.
Squash.
No.
You don't know squash?
Hey, by the way, how are you doing with your running?
0.56 miles. I gotta do a little
You've
bit
done
more
point,
running.
So you need to do it. What is that? Point n- or nine?
Oh, tomorrow's Thursday, isn't it?
2.96.
Oh wow, this snuck up on him. Huh?
2.96 miles by.
Yeah, he had to run three
Friday,
and a half miles
Friday afternoon.
And
three
I
and a half
so
miles.
I have to. Yeah, so I have to.
2.96. Might want to not pedal and just run tonight.
No, I'm a pedal, and I'll probably run after that.
Wow.
And I'll probably run
Ain't
after.
Call your
no
shot.
Way. He's
gonna run.
Pedal and be like, "Yeah, I'm gonna run now."
No, I'm gonna run when I get home. I'm gonna run probably 4.5.
Is that
miles.
Your treadmill that you showed us a video of?
Yeah.
In your home?
Yeah.
Wheel.
I need a treadmill or
stroke.
Something in my basement.
Yeah,
I don't
yeah,
care.
I got a whole workout facility down there. Yeah, you know,
Kyle's
you're too
back.
Cheap to pay a monthly membership.
Yeller.
Again.
Yeller.
Oh, a yeller.
Oh. Well, let's talk about dogs again.
Oh, no.
He's joking.
No, I'm not. I seriously, I just can't get over this Tom Brady cloning
dogs.
No, you're
dog not story. Doing the same. You're not recycling joking. A topic.
We're not recycling.
What no, changed? I was gonna ask which member of this panel could we use two of?
None of us.
Yeah. Didn't y'all ask me who we cloned yesterday?
The airwaves couldn't handle another.
Wow, this is a.
He are you mailing
mailed
it in?
It in for real?
Wait, no, we did that yesterday.
Yes. Yes.
When?
I think Wheel of
Stroke. I was in Madison
during the Wheel of Stroke when you asked about the dog.
I asked you which member of the show would we clone.
No, you said who would we individually clone. And I said myself.
We talked about your baby girl, I think.
And I
and
joked.
Somebody texted in that. Oh wait, we didn't read that one.
And I
wait,
joked.
What did somebody text in?
Strofe already discovered that too many Brads is a nightmare from cloning me from 23andMe.
Wait okay, a minute. Never mind. My bad.
Wait, what did somebody text in?
You don't give me 20 more push-ups for blowing that Wheel of Strofe.
Who texted in about baby girl and clones?
It wasn't about baby girl.
Baby girl.
About cloning
clones,
me?
No,
huh?
Somebody else. All right.
Green for money.
Did you see this goal in the NHL last night?
No.
The one where the net wasn't on the thing?
No.
Was it on the goal?
Yeah.
Hey, guys, come with lots of opinions. I'm going to ask you a question about a goal being scored in hockey without a net.
I saw the Panthers scored seven
this
goals
This has just
yesterday.
Turned into, did no, you so, see this?
That's very true. Did you see
did
that?
Did you see this? See did this? You hear about
Why
this?
Why was the net
so,
off?
So the goalie was, like, messing with it. And then the puck went through, but there was no net, and it was an overtime when the Wild, that's the team that plays in Minnesota, beat the Predators in Nashville. Mm. And there was no net, and then they had to have a whole discussion. This was like well after midnight. It was insane.
You got to get some sleep.
Why?
Why was a hockey game on after midnight in Minnesota?
Because it went to overtime.
Still.
Did you watch
what?
It?
What are we?
It might not have been.
This stinks to the high
hat. Wait.
This is a
made up
story.
No, this is a real story.
Wild.
Look at
Wild
Predators.
Even if it is.
Dude, my search tab is ridiculous sometimes when I look at it at the end of the show. I got overwhelmed. I had the. What was the stupid.
Why'd you Google overwhelmed?
Rube Goldberg.
Because we. Rube Goldberg?
Yeah.
We had to look up overwhelmed if it was.
Do you remember doing the Rube Goldberg project?
It was overcomplicated. But you said what?
Do you remember doing Rube Goldberg project?
No, I do not.
That, I believe, was state mandated. What's Whitefish Bay doing?
Whitefish Bay is the number one
school.
Hey,
did
in
you
the
see
state.
This?
Oh, cool.
Did you see the sheep that took a ride in a high-speed train while wearing a diaper?
No, why did it have a diaper on?
So in case it needed to pee, it didn't go all over the train.
Wait, how far did it go?
No, this is a good did you see.
All right.
This is a part of
no,
the
no,
wheel
no.
needs
breaking,
to be.
Breaking
did you
news
see?
About Alex Strofe being a fraud.
Did you see?
The AP put out an article at 10:03 p.m. Central You must have been watching
the replay
of the damn game.
Oh, yeah. After the Bucks game.
That adds up. Oh, I was watching some college ball last night.
It went into overtime. That's what it was on so late. Like,
well,
what,
past
bro?
Midnight.
What?
Well, why does the time matter?
Because you're like, you were trying to like flex. Oh, it's past midnight. I was watching the Wild.
You said well
I never said I was watching it.
Wait,
you sort of led us to believe
yeah, you
that
us,
you were.
Yeah.
Can we talk about the Polish sheep wearing a diaper?
A lot of people wear diapers, Strofe. One day you'll wear
a diaper.
But
not a sheep.
Sheeps, baby sheeps wear diapers.
Do we need to cancel dogs? Wheel of Strofe? 800-990-3776. Carbless Talk and Text Line.
So what would you do if you walked out a train and there was a sheep wearing a diaper?
I would say this is
go
an odd
go the other
train.
Direction.
You wouldn't take the train?
I'd probably go to a different train car.
You're afraid of sheep?
Yeah, I would just hop in another car.
I don't want to be with any livestock.
And it was determined it wasn't illegal.
Why would it be illegal?
Because it's a form of public transit, and you're bringing up a sheep wearing a diaper.
Why was it in a diaper? So it didn't defecate on the train?
Strofe, you did an awful job of describing what happened in the Minnesota Wild game. You said the net fell off. Did he not?
Well, some of it. He said the goalie was tinkering with it.
The actual goal moved. That was the issue, I believe. The goal.
Yeah, the moorings. Not the net.
The actual goal moved. So
I just,
he said the net came off. He was
it's not you're
with
lying.
It's not.
And making not stuff up. What? You were watching him at midnight and lying about the net falling
off.
Wow.
No, was trying
I said
to
a
watch
portion
it
of the net.
Did the sheep
no
even actually ride a train
no
in a diaper?
No, he dreamed it.
I'm watching the video.
Homer Nax. Goodness gracious.
Oh, my God.
This is Kyle Bruston-Nortman.
Here's the worst thing that happened about Brad Nortman producing Kyle Bruston-Nortman, and is Kyle, you know what's going to happen? He's going to have so much like softness in his heart for producers.
I lost a guy.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Are you looking for a way to make...
I don't care. I wanted to talk to Brett Musburger. That was for my own personal benefit. I hope other people enjoyed it, but I wish I was Brett Musburger. How about that?
Voice of Marquette Basketball.
Shot went to the basket.
Oh, wow.
He dunks it. Hammer time.
And owner of the most famous catchphrase, at least in this building.
Oh, baby, that's sweet.
It's time for Uncle Homer on Kyle Bruston-Nortman.
T-minus 6 days until baby Will's closet is completely renovated and transformed in his bedroom. Thank you to Lifetime Home Services for doing that and so much more. Lifetime Home Services is known for handling it all under one roof. Some of the many things they specialize in: radon safety, cleaner air like HVAC and furnace, custom closets like what baby Will's going to get, full home renovations. That sounds pretty improving of your home. Cabinetry, epoxy floors for your garage. Listen up, homeowners who want to make sure that your garage is nice and safe in the winter time. So much storage. Everything you need is under Lifetime Home Services. I know that when we are being able to put in next Tuesday, baby Will's closet in, we're going to enjoy the transformation that only Lifetime Home Services can do for us. For over 30 years, families have trusted Lifetime to make their homes safer and better looking. Count ours as one of those. Trusted solutions, Lifetime results. Schedule today at lifetimehomeservices.com.
Kyle Bruston-Nortman leading into the Homer Hour. Homer, did you see that Giannis Antetokounmpo wants to suit up with the Marquette Golden Eagles?
Sure.
He tweeted. He was asking if he had eligibility, if he could play tonight.
I'm sure he does, yeah. There are guys that are going from the G League to college basketball, of course. I think he could play.
Would he break Marcus Howard's record in his first game?
40 and a half? No. No.
Wait, you don't think
no
he
chance
could do that?
Excuse
come
me?
Come on.
You don't think if
just what I said. He's not going to score 40
they're
and a half. No.
Southern.
You're telling me that Giannis couldn't score 40 points in one half in a college basketball game?
I said he wouldn't. He could, but he wouldn't.
Why wouldn't he just go all out and posterize everyone?
You don't need to explain yourself, Brad. Homer's wrong again.
Fine, yes.
Yeah, he scored 26 points in one quarter one time. So
in the NBA?
Yeah.
Hmm.
He played for Marquette. He would not score 40 points and a half.
That should be your discount liquor Twitter poll. If Giannis
well,
didn't
no
play
could
for
he
Marquette,
what's the question?
Would
could
he
or would he?
Would why he would he not?
No, he would not.
Why not?
Why not?
Boredom.
He could be bored and put up 40 and a half.
No. Well, I mean, again, we're talking about, I'm assuming you were talking about a good team.
Fine. It could be against the best team in the country.
No, he's not going to score 40 and a half. No. Nope. Could he? I don't know. We're not really arguing about how good he is. If he wanted to, he could score every point.
Exactly. Which means he would score over 40 and a half.
No. Well, okay, fine. I'm judging it based on the Giannis I know. So, but I think, actually, the bigger question is, I believe he has college eligibility.
That shouldn't
be. Yeah, with these new rules, I don't know what is considered amateur or not.
Well, they're not. They're pros. But I'm saying it's just a question of, like, the guys are coming out of the G League and going into college.
Which is great for them if it doesn't work out.
Are you against that, Homer?
No, I'm for everything.
There's got to be significantly more money in college than the G League.
It's just, Jay Billis has said, the college sports generated $16 billion. So, and the majority is football and men's basketball. So clearly they deserve more than an education.
Mm.
Pretty simple.
Mm.
But it's not, I mean, it's just odd. It's just different. Look at somebody's, you know, making $1 million. I mean, I would think someone like you, Ben, it would be, you'd look at it and go, Ben, you're $1 million a year player in today's college basketball.
Dang,
if I were you,
dang, Ben,
it'd bother me.
It sucks. I literally was just thinking about if you could ask Jay Billis to, like, represent getting payback beyond 2016 because it sucks.
I would assume somebody's going to. Right, I assume somebody's going to sue before then. I don't know how you stop then.
Yeah, I'm going to sue Whitewater, too.
Arbitrary number. Just 2016.
It was 10 years back from, I don't know, there must be some qualifications. I'm not a lawyer.
I don't know how they decide
this.
How they decide how far back they were
going to
go.
But why? There has to be something that stopped them from going further. Because you could also argue if they're going back 10 years, why aren't they going, there shouldn't be any thing that stops them from going back even further. If there was revenue generated beyond 2016, what's stopping from going paying back people beyond 2016? I feel like I have a valid argument there, and I'm not a lawyer. Yeah. I just want to make that
very
clear.
I'm sure you do, but there's not enough money. But the answer to your question is I don't know. But I know if I was playing the year before the payment started, David Gruber, one call, that's all. Yes, it doesn't seem... seem fair.
Homer, have you been doing this a long time. Have you observed a change in the student-athletes since they've been being paid?
No, none.
They're the same people? They're just richer?
Yes, I'm not around them all enough. The only experience I had was we had a delay on a flight coming home because the plane hit the plane. So we're waiting, and I'm going, I got to get back for the Pack game. And so I went to Tyler Kolick, and I said, Tyler, come on, charter up a plane. I got to get back. And he turns to somebody else on the team who clearly must have been his financial guy. He says, hey, we got the money? The guy goes, yeah. He goes, Homer, we're getting a charter, but you're not on it. He didn't actually get a charter.
Yeah,
but I
respect
the standpoint
the agent.
Of, no, they don't seem – I don't – anybody watching, I don't think there's a belief that – the players aren't playing as hard. It appears exactly the same to me. Now, how I would be as a player, like if the money to me would tell me how much they want me. If you're not giving me much money, then I assume you don't want me to play. And now the question is, how the team's going to be built? Can you have? You can't give a lot of money to 10 guys because are you going to give that money if the person's not playing? All these particulars, I don't have any idea because. Nobody ever says anything, and so
Homer, what's interesting is someone who was in the college basketball coaching and recruiting.
Yeah, you could find out.
And so he reached out to me because one of his players that he coached in AAU and got recruited to a D1 school was, it's the age old. You go to the school, you're a freshman, you don't play. And he's like, hey, I'm going to connect you, and I got in a group text with this kid. He's like, do you mind helping him out? He's a freshman. He's struggling. Like, he's not cracking the rotation. I'm like, damn, I got to tell this kid who's crying, he's not playing right now, while he's making all this money just sitting on the bench meanwhile I was crying, making no money?
Yeah, I definitely would take that check.
Yes, that's right. Yes, you do.
It's crazy.
Well, find somebody else or charge a fee.
Yeah, no, my advice
but I mean,
the
reality is, if you're a freshman, you're likely, to me, going to go where the most money is, assuming you're going to play. And then, but if you don't play, then I don't know how you can keep getting the money, right? I mean, Tony Romo said it best when he was talking to the Cowboys. He said, "I want more money because the more you give me, the more you're dependent on me and need me to play." That's what the money says to me.
Yeah,
you won't give me much.
It's all hypothetical right now for me, Homer. But have a
so
great
Jerry
call.
Jerry Jones said, smart kid, give him the money. So he did.
Have a great call tonight. The Homer Hour's up next in 2 minutes.